WB LLC, and the principals of that are Daryl Brazier and his wife, Andrea Brazier. This is Daryl right here. We're just asking that you give a recommendation consistent with the director's memorandum, which basically says this would be considered consistent with the land use and area zoning as well as your comprehensive plan. What I gave you, which I'll go through briefly, is largely what's already in your file, but I hope it's helpful and it's up on the screen. It just shows you what's in this area. I think she had the tax map first, but this is the zoning map. And as you can see, the two red parcels, the one on the right is what Mr. Brazier owns now, and it's known as Brazier Auto Repair, Auto Services. In fact, his brother owns the one to the left, which is commercial, and that's Brazier Carpet Services. In fact, just as an aside, the Brazier family has owned this property, a much larger parcel, in fact, probably since about 1900 or before then. And so over the years, as it works, they all get a little piece of the pie and they've turned it into a business. So Mr. Brazier owns that property. When you look at across the street, you see that the yellow, there's a RPC down the road, American Bayside. You see the corner of American Bayside, Zion and 54 is pretty heavily commercial if you're familiar with that area. There's a grocery store and a lot of commercial activity. What you don't see, I think it's where Janelle has the arrow right there, is commercial for the RPC, which is actually a McDonald's and a CVS. It's not shown commercial because it's part of the RPC, which allows commercial. I've also given you in tab two of your little booklet, if you have them, which is the survey of the property. You can see a little jut out at the back of it. I don't know if she has that up on the screen, which looks a little odd, but you really can't ask for C3 unless you have over an acre. So what they did, since he owns the property next to him, is he's created more than an acre so he could do this. A threshold question for you might be, why is he doing this? Well, his business is good. He's got a small building there, and he wants to maybe add some bays or use it as an office to expand his building. And C3 allows for auto repair and service. It's not in C2, so that's really one reason, the main reason why he's here. I know a lot of times you have concern with if you do C, right? What else can you do? You can put a hotel there, this and that. It's obviously not going to be feasible in this lot, and his business has been there for close to 30 years, I think, and it's been successful, and he wants to continue it. On tab four of your booklet, you've had what I've already said, which is an aerial view of what's going on around there, which is shows the properties, the McDonald's, the CVS. Behind that is MR, which are townhouses in the back, which you can see. So they're mixed uses. I've included in my booklet with pictures, actually in tab four, of his brother's property, which is carpet business next to him, his business, so you can see what it looks like. Some of you may remember, Mr. Chairman might remember, that this property was used to sell lighthouses, like little lighthouses. Do you remember Mr. Chazon? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's this property, and you know, he's since left. And ironically, the Braziers owned this property not too many years ago, but so it's kind of poetic justice, maybe they're getting it back. But this property did have a conditional use to do that back then. You have, and it was also mentioned by your director, that there's no TIS requested, sewers available. Depending on what he does, if he beefs up the site plan, he'll have to, you know, pay for more for capacity, but it's there. It's still on well, but there's a good possibility because of the proximity of what's there in the shadow of actually the water tower that he can hook up to that. Across the street is it's the Church Camp Meeting Association. It's next to the Methodist Church there, and I have a letter from the chairman, Taylor Dickerson, as well as Thompson, Philip Thompson, the treasurer, to whom it may concern, and this is dated July 23rd, in regard to the zoning change request by 36191 DWE LLC. From AR to C3, we, the trustees of Sound Church Camp Meeting Association directly adjacent to the property, do not oppose the request. The Camp Meeting Association property consists of Community House of Sound United Methodist Church and the common area surrounding it. Should you have any questions, feel free to contact him, and I can hand that up to...
If you would, please, give it to Ms. Gorman. Thank you.
I think I have 7 copies. Other than that, I've also prepared proposed conditions, which sometimes you like, indicating pretty much what I've submitted, I think is true in this case. That is what's in the surrounding area. This is, it was interesting because I was looking about your comp plan, what used to be an environmentally sensitive development district, a lot of now is called coastal district. And it's a little bit different, but as your director says in her memo, it's still a growth district which allows for mixed use residential, also some commercial, which will service the community. Not larger industrial, obviously. It could cause for light industrial. So this fits as your comp plan. It fits the 2019 comp plan. This application was submitted in April. So I think you passed that, or the governor signed it in March. So it is under the coastal district. So I, rather than read my proposed findings, there's a fly trying to attack me up here. I'll hand those proposed findings up here.
Sure. Thank you.
Unless you have questions for me, I'll call Mr. Brazier up and just ask him. Is that okay?
Sure.
Mr. Brazier, state your name and address for the record, please.
Darrell Brazier, Sellyville, Delaware.
And you've heard my representations to the Planning Commission about your application tonight. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Anything you want to add?
No.
Okay. Well, we thank you both.
He's dying to speak to the commission, as you can see.
We'll see if anyone has any questions for you.
Thank you.
We'll start with once again with Ms. Wingate.
I understand it completely. I see it being an extension of your existing business, which is a great need in our area for auto repair. I just had one question, though. You mentioned a well, but there is water main in front of that property, right?
Yes.
So I'm assuming you would tie into...
I've made a request. I haven't received an answer from Todd Water, but we are next to the water tower. It's within 50 feet, so
okay.
It's a possibility to hook onto that.
And the septic would be?
The septic's already.
The septic, it would be the county sewer.
It's already hooked
up. It's already hooked up.
Okay, that's all I have.
And that actually, the engineer's report is tab 5, which indicating there's capacity and it's hooked up.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, have questions? Okay, Mr. Hoffman, have questions? Ms. Stevenson?
No questions.
Okay, staff?
No, thank you.
Okay.
None, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Ms. Coleman?
None, thank you.
Okay.
Nope, not for me.
All right, sir. I have no questions as well. So if you would, please take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1885 DWB LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1885? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? All right then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.